My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Do you think you could pick out the next red-hot stock? Do you believe it's possible to time the market? If you're not sure, it might be time for a little Investing 101 from the Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street team. Their five-week investing challenge will help you be a smarter investor.
Even if you've been in the market for 5 years at this point and not 5 months, I think most of what you've seen, with the exception of when the pandemic was declared and you had a real swoon, has been an almost uninterrupted bull market, which is not the experience all the time.
So, are you up for the challenge? Coming up, our Heard on the Street editor, Spencer Jacob, will tell us what you can expect. That's after the break.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
At first glance, investing in the stock market might look like an easy way to make money, with markets hitting new records and online investors pushing so-called meme stocks to unheard of heights. But there's a lot more to stock investing, and a lot more ways being a smart investor can help you boost your returns now and in the long term. WSJ's Heard on the Street editor Spencer Jacob is with us to discuss the team's new five-week investing challenge that aims to test your skills and better understand the market. Spencer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what inspired you and the Heard on the Street team to launch the investing challenge? Why do this?
Well, there was a very successful investing challenge last year, and since then, we have had millions and millions of people join the ranks of investors, open up their first retail accounts. We had the meme stock squeeze in January, and so clearly there are a lot of inexperienced investors there. There are also a lot of people who maybe they have a decade or two under their belt, but have lots of questions. And, you know, there really are no stupid questions. So we try to address some of the sort of the real basics. But the things that we address also could be of interest to people who feel like they know a thing or two.
So tell me, Spencer, how the investing challenge will actually work.
You know, there's a lot of advice out there on what to do and what not to do in the stock market. And, you know, until you really kind of, you know, face the decision to invest or not invest or how to invest, it's all theoretical. And so a few of the exercises give you fictional money to invest. Not real money, unfortunately, but fictional money. And we ask you to imagine what's going to happen, or even in one of the games, we have you make a series of bets with this fictional money and tell you how it worked out. And we also tell you how everyone who went before you did. And it imparts a really fascinating lesson, actually, about how people, you know, wager their money and how people think about risk.
Okay, so let's talk for a moment about this massive influx of brand new stock traders that we've seen just in the past 6 months. What could they learn from the five-week challenge?
I think they'll learn a lot. I think one thing that they'll learn is what to expect. You know, even if you've been in the market for 5 years at this point and not 5 months, I think most of what you've seen, with the exception of when the pandemic was declared and you had a real swoon, has been an almost uninterrupted bull market, which is not the experience all the time. And, you know, it's easy to be an investor at a time like this. It's difficult to be an investor when things are choppy or sideways or very scary. And I think that you'll learn a lot from the challenge in terms of how to think about that and how to cope with it and how to stick with stocks and really get that long-term compounding of wealth.
Now, you also mentioned people who might be more seasoned investors. What will they get out of it?
I think they'll get a lot out of it. For example, there's an exercise in the challenge. So we wrote it in a way that is accessible to anyone. You don't really need to know anything about investing. One of the challenges, though, recreates, for example, a challenge that was given to a bunch of people, students and graduate students, who are seasoned in finance. And they did very poorly at it. And it was really an exercise in how much risk to take. You know, people have a really poor idea of that. And so we have a fun game where you can go, you can play it again and again, get your spouse or your friends to play it as well, that really teaches a fascinating lesson in people taking too little or too much risk in the market.
Great. So what other kinds of challenges will people who sign up face?
One of the first challenges will ask people what kind of returns, let's say you had inherited a lump sum from an uncle or an aunt at various dates in time. We tell you what was going on, and there were times when everything was going swimmingly, the economy was really booming. There were times when things looked pretty bad, and there was a war or a depression around the corner, and we told you what to expect. And the lesson from that is that the long-run returns of stocks have always been pretty good, but they vary an awful lot. And just because things may look very good or may look very bad at the moment, it really tells you very little. It's almost the inverse. You know, the when things look pretty bleak actually have turned out to be the best times. It also, some of the exercises tell you how likely an individual stock is to be a winner. And there's a very surprising conclusion there, which is that it isn't likely at all. It just really teaches you the benefits of sticking to it and diversification rather than thinking you found the next Amazon or something. Another challenge is, say, putting you in a kind of a time machine and putting you back in the 90s or the 60s or the 50s or the 30s or even before, and saying, okay, you know, you've got a lump sum of money. This is what's going on. What do you expect from the stock market in the next few decades based on that time? I mean, some people know very well what the stock market did, but I think most people will guess completely wrong. You know, we're telling you that things were booming or things were very bad, there were protests, and it almost is kind of the inverse of what was going on. You know, the worse things seemed at the moment, the better your nest egg looked at the end of that period. And so it really holds an important lesson about the stock market, which is not to pay too much attention to what's going on right now, because these long-run returns are completely independent of that.
Okay, so if that sounds like something people would be interested in, how can they sign up?
Well, if you haven't already received the email, you can sign up at wsj.com/investing challenge. And it began on June 3rd, but even if you're listening to this well after that, you can go back and do the first or the second or the third newsletter and get caught up. They are weekly emails that you'll receive once you sign up.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal, Heard on the Street editor Spencer Jacob. Spencer, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.